All right, week 13 for the NFL. Turned out to be lucky for a few quarterbacks and their teams, but possibly an unlucky number for the NFL as a whole. Nanda Dufina joins us. He's a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. We're going to talk about the possibility of a lockout in a minute. But first, let's go over what happened in games this weekend. And let's start in Green Bay. The Packers took down San Francisco 34-16. I mean, obviously, Michael Vick has been a big topic of conversation all year long. But Aaron Rodgers turned out to be a headline over the weekend.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has really developed into, I guess, the quarterback that they thought he, you know, they drove Brett Favre out of town to let Aaron Rodgers take over the reins here. And he's been nothing short of great so far this year.
And continued success in the future.
I think so. I think this is just the beginning of something that's going to put him up there with, you know, the Drew Breeses and the Peyton Mannings of the league, if he's not already there.
All right. But the people are saying Eli Manning is actually coming to his own. It may be getting ready to at least equal, if not outstrip, his brother. New York's the Giants slammed the Redskins 31-7. Was it Eli that made the difference in that game?
No, this is all the running backs. I mean, obviously Eli had a lot to do with it, but the running game
close.
Had a,
that game was never even close.
Well, they just pounded him.
Might as
running
well have been
back.
Like 60-0.
Yeah, it's. I mean, at some point you have to feel bad for Washington, even if you're a Giants fan. But,
no, actually no.
99% of us might. But yeah.
I felt bad for Washington. Isn't Todd Zwillick a Redskins fan?
More reason to not feel bad.
All right, but Eli Manning is in the NFC. Let's look at the AFC real quick. There's a couple of division leaders there. Jacksonville rebounded. They had a rough, very rough loss last week. This week went on to slam Tennessee, not as bad as the Giants and the Redskins, but they still beat them 17-6. And Kansas City, in first place, ran over Denver 10-6. What's going on here in the AFC?
Kansas City, I mean, these are two great teams that just kind of came out of nowhere, I guess. Kansas City sitting on top of the division, I don't think anyone would have expected that. You know, it's the preseason predictions, no one was really talking about Kansas City. Jacksonville is just a great – I love watching Jacksonville do well. And the fact they beat Tennessee – who, you know, they're a good team. They haven't been able to put anything together at all lately. They're in a total downward spiral, and it's I'd give Jacksonville credit for the win. I mean, that was a good team they beat.
Oh, really?
I think Tennessee's record isn't that good, but I mean,
no, it's not.
They have so much talent on there. I mean, they got one of the best running backs in the league. Randy Moss is their wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's sad what's happened to Tennessee.
The commentators have been saying that all season, though. They should be winning. They're just a couple of points away.
We're just sitting there waiting, but it's getting annoying now.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right. So tonight we've got the Jets and the Patriots, and clearly this is going to be a much-watched game with a lot of rancor on both sides of the field to a certain extent. Who are you calling for this?
I think I'm going to go to the Jets. They just look so good, and their offense is coming together. They've always had the good defense, but their offense is coming together, and they're just playing. You know, they bring the fury and everything for New England. It's those teams hate each other so much.
I know, but I mean, look at the New York fans. I mean, they're in a pretty lucky situation right now.
I mean, even if you don't like the Giants or the Jets, it's still kind of nice to have something to fall back on. Like, let's go to a bar and watch a good New York team play.
Right, but they don't even need a fallback at this point. Both of their teams are playing well.
It's perfect. Yeah, this is a perfect situation.
Unless you don't like New York.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, well, let's talk about the news that could relate to a lockout situation. The NFL Players Association Executive Director, Demora Smith, told players in an internal letter to protect themselves and their families and save their last three game paychecks. That sounds ominous to me. Is this the prediction of a lockout in 2011?
You know, I've talked to some people. I talked to a couple agents who've been telling their clients to do this anyway. I mean, this is one of those things that's smart to do. Why not save your last three paychecks?
But yeah, it's coming from the NFL Players.
Oh yeah, this is definitely. I'd say ominous is the perfect word for this. Anytime one of these things come up, like anytime baseball or basketball talk about strike or lockout, it's going to happen. So just the fact this is happening and he's telling people to do it. You know, it's not good news for NFL fans. It's not the death knell, but it's not.
Why is it not the death knell?
Yeah.
Well, they could still. I mean, the NFL is the most popular league in America. Everyone loves it. Everyone's watching it. It's basically America's sport now. The two sides will probably do as much as possible to make something happen. They're still, you know, far apart, but I think.
But we also have this news that the Players Association is close to filing a collusion grievance against the league for low activity in free agency this summer.
Right, but you can't. I mean, that's very, very hard to prove. You know, that could be posturing. That could be a little bit of posturing. But the fact that there's something on the horizon that's not looking good. We all hope something's going to happen. It's just you don't know what's posturing, what's real.
So you're not going to be ready to think that we have the death knell until the bell actually rings, Nando.
Right, and there's always the chance, you know, if it takes a little while, they'll have a truncated season. I mean, there's still hope that something will happen next year. In a worst-case scenario, you lose an entire season like the NHL. But, you know, best-case scenario, they get something settled, and this is just all talk going back and forth.
I can kind of imagine what's on Nando's Christmas list, can't you?
Well, you mean the agreement between the Players
Association
and the NFL?
Wishing Santa will deliver that.
That would be very nice, actually. I'd like that, just, you know. Stop offering the wrong opinions on things, maybe.
We are, later in the hour, having a conversation about dreaming big kids, encouraging them to dream big at Christmas. I mean, obviously, they should aim for the sky, right? But at the same time, there's certain practical realities on what you can put under the tree or fit in the stocking. So we're asking, if your kids ask for something that's a little bit too expensive or inappropriate, how do you say I'm sorry? So let's hear your big dream. Is it this? Is it a season next year?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't know if I'd waste my Christmas wish on it, but
what would you waste your Christmas wish on?
That's a tough question. Like anything I'd like at all.
Anything. You dream know, big, Nanda DeFino.
You know, there's a play in New York that I've really been wanting to see, this Vince Lombardi show. I'd love to get two tickets.
All right,
we'll
get you that. We can.
How's that for world peace.
Right.
All the children to hold hands together and sing a song of joy. And
we got a listener who was saying, what do I do with my kid who asked for a toy which is just too expensive? And we've been asking people for their advice on what do we say to this listener.
When my son was 4, and that age when he wanted things that were very expensive, what we did was we told him that parents helped Santa pay for all the things he needed to make toys, and that was really expensive, and we didn't think that was going to be something that would happen.
That is advice from a listener in Boston, but we are asking for more advice from you. What do you think we should say to kids who dream big, maybe a little too big, if that's possible? We're going to have one listener with the original question joining us later, but give us your advice at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can weigh in at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Nando.
Anytime.